The head of the African Union delegation that observed Wednesday's elections, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, described the polls as free and fair.
I will not say absolutely. Generally satisfied with what we saw, what we had up to the eve of the election. Well, there are minor incidences, but all the report, there are incidences that are not such that could be regarded as putting the election in jeopardy.
The polls were also given a thumbs up by SADC. Head of Mission, Tanzanian Foreign Affairs Minister Bernard Membe, told a news conference that the voting process was characterized by peace and political tolerance.
In the report that will come, the question of fairness is broad and you cannot answer it within one day. And so be sure that within 30 days of our main report, the question of fairness may come. But we didn't like to jump into conclusions at this point in time when close to 600 observers have just come in and they've given us the report. So we didn't like to jump into that conclusion. But indeed, it was very free and very peaceful.
Meanwhile, Obasanjo said his mission had some reservations on some issues in the electoral process. The former Nigerian president said his mission would soon release a comprehensive report on Zimbabwe's elections.
I have never seen an election that is perfect. The point has always been and will always be how much are the imperfections have affected the result of the election being a reflection of the will of the people.
SADC also had its own reservations.
The future of your country is in your hands. FEOM would like to call upon all political parties to respect and accept the election results as it will be announced by the constitutionally mandated Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, otherwise known as ZEC. Whoever is aggrieved with the result should not resort to violence, but rather should go to the court of law or engage in dialogue.
Although SADC and the AU endorsed the polls, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai remains adamant that the polls were fundamentally flawed. The MDC founding president told ENCA TV that it is now up to Zimbabweans to protest or not, adding that his party has not taken a position on this. This year's elections become the third in a row to be disputed by Mr. Tsvangirai and his party. ZANU-PF maintains the elections were credible. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.